The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the June edition of Real Simple, a couple of items from the April-May edition of Taste of Home magazine. I have an article from health.usnews.com and another one from wrtv.com. And if we get to it, something from foodbeast.com for you. But to start off, from health.usnews.com, healthy barbecue ideas. And a couple of recipes, I think. Let's see. Fire up the grill. This summer, your taste buds will flip over these healthy barbecue alternatives. Yes, it's possible to make vegetables taste good, which will help you adhere to eating more healthy foods. Barbecue season can be a flavorful and healthy celebration with just a few simple changes. Summer barbecues and grilling are typically associated with hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages, and other animal proteins. It's okay to have some of these foods, but it's better to focus on vegetables. By making meaningful, small changes, you develop healthy habits that you can maintain long term. All right, 12 healthy barbecue ideas. Instead of the main component of your meal being an animal protein, aim for half or more of your plate to be nicely grilled or fresh, non-starchy vegetables. Turn the protein into the supporting cast and let the vegetables be the star. Number one, make a hamburger healthier. If you're served a beef burger on a bun, add some vegetables to it. Remember, healthy habits are about making incremental, progressive improvements. Adding vegetables to a dish automatically improves it. Eating vegetables helps reduce cravings and staves off hunger, helping you stay full and satisfied for a longer period of time. Grill lean poultry or seafood. If you're going to be incorporating animal protein at your barbecue, choose fish or seafood that provide omega-3 healthy fats, which are important for your heart and brain. If you're used to eating red meat, then try eating more lean poultry. If you typically eat poultry, take the next healthy move to eating more seafood and fish. Small changes or modifications help you improve your overall health. Experiment with kebabs. Interestingly enough, you can enjoy vegetables and fruits on a gas or charcoal grill. Grilling provides great flavors to vegetables and fruits. Make veggie kebabs with grilled mushrooms, onions, bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, and pineapple for a healthier alternative to a meat kebab. Grill a vegetable, quote-unquote, steak. Veggies that can be easily cut into large slabs, think zucchini, eggplant, peppers, onions, and portobello mushrooms, are among the more popular vegetables to grill. Cauliflower can also be cut into slabs and grilled. For cauliflower steak, brush both sides with olive oil or any olive oil-based seasoning mixture. Sprinkle with salt. Grill covered on medium heat for about 5 minutes per side or until a good char develops and the thicker stem is softened. Serve as is or with your favorite garnishes like toasted pine nuts, grated Parmesan cheese, or buffalo wing sauce. Baked potatoes and baked beans. Baked potatoes are a staple at barbecues. They provide a filling, nutrient-dense side dish as long as they are devoid of the butter, sour cream, cheese, and bacon. Low sodium, no sugar added, mesquite-type marinades and sauces can give a great flavor and taste to baked potatoes, as well as grilled vegetables and fruits. If baked beans are commonplace at your barbecue, Try healthier alternatives with less sugar, such as black beans, garbanzo beans, black-eyed peas, or even lentil soup. Number 6, corn on the cob. A barbecue staple, corn on the cob is delicious, but typically slathered in butter and salt. Kick it up a notch for a healthier alternative when marinated in skim milk and cinnamon before it's given a nice char on a hot grill. You won't be disappointed. It's got an even sweeter flavor than regular corn. Next up, potato salad. This favorite dish can easily be made healthier than commercially available potato salads. Substitute the typical mayonnaise for fat-free sour cream or fat-free plain yogurt. Add some dill or cucumbers. For pasta salad, you can make a whole wheat pasta salad instead of the refined flour in typical white pasta salads. Ensure that vegetables are the main character of the dish. You can grill tomatoes, onions, and mushrooms to include in your whole wheat pasta salad. Healthy dips. Potato chips are dry, not very filling, salty, and fatty. Focus on things that contain more fiber and water so they fill you up, helping you eat less of the main meal. Dip into some hummus with a rainbow of cut vegetables like cucumbers, bell peppers, carrots, and broccoli. You and your guests will love this crunchy, beautiful vegetable crudité. People who come to the Pritikin program in Miami enjoy many great barbecue recipes, including broccamole dip, which substitutes avocado for broccoli. Lemonade. Water is always the best first choice for hydration, but if you're looking for a healthier alternative to store-bought lemonade, splash into your glass some homemade lemonade consisting of water, lemons, and a little bit of Splenda or Stevia, or go for unsweetened iced tea. When choosing beverages, avoid added sugars, sweeteners, or a lot of sodium. Grilled fruit. The grill is not just for meat. Try a banana on the grill. Bananas caramelize when grilled to create a deliciously sweet, healthier treat. Tropical fruits in general are great on the grill. You can even try honeydew or cantaloupe. Try slicing watermelon into pieces about 1/8 of an inch thick. Sprinkle on some olive oil. Season with salt, pepper, and a smidge of smoked paprika, and then grill for 2 or 3 minutes. Or try grilling peaches for about 3 minutes with the skin on to keep them sturdy. You can mix up peach salsa or skewer them with grilled strawberries or melon. And finally, number 12, roasted chickpeas. By putting foods on top of tin foil or a baking tray, your patio grill can double as an oven. Try roasting chickpeas and serving them as nibbles in place of the standard chips and salsa. Swapping out chips for roasted legumes will cut out fat and add immunity-boosting antioxidants to your meal. And finally, 4 ways to a healthier barbecue. Sizzle some seafood and add more veggies. We talked about that. Listen to your hunger cues. Always listen to your body's physiological cues for hunger and satiety. Don't starve and don't stuff. Eat when you're hungry and stop when you're comfortably full. Then focus on progress, not perfection. Remember that it is not about perfection. You're human. When you have that particular meal or barbecue where you weren't able to make healthy choices, take the next meal as the opportunity to focus on those healthy choices. The idea is to focus on progress, not necessarily about being perfect. And finally, get active. Be consistent about incorporating your typical healthy habits, such as physical activity. Toss a ball with the kids or dog at the barbecue. Go for a walk or family with a friend or family member. You can be consistent about your engagement in physical activity while still enjoying your barbecue day. All right, now I have something that you might take to the barbecue with you. From Taste of Home magazine, I have a recipe for baked brie with jam. This dish looks so elegant, but is so easy to prepare. The smooth flavor of brie pairs incredibly well with the fruity jam. And this takes 20 minutes and makes 8 servings. You will need 1 round 8 ounces of brie cheese, 1/2 cup of mixed berry jam, 1/2 cup of sliced almonds, and assorted crackers. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Place the cheese in a 9-inch pie plate. Top it with the jam and almonds. Bake until the cheese is softened, 15 to 20 minutes, and serve with crackers. All right, I have a human interest story for you. Restaurant group teaches students who are blind or visually impaired to cook. And this is from WRTV.com, and it's Dateline Indianapolis. A new partnership is helping students who are blind or visually impaired learn basic cooking skills. Cunningham Restaurant Group is teaming up with the Indiana Blind Children's Foundation to help students at Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired build skills for their future. Our students voiced wanting these cooking classes, wanting to be more independent. Laura Alvarado, the Indiana Blind Children's Foundation leader, said, "They're happy, they're smiling, it's good stuff for the heart, you know, it's really fun." Carl Chambers, VP of Culinary and Innovation for Cunningham Restaurant Group, said, "The students involved in the partnership are members of the No Limits Leadership Club, which started in 2019. It really kind of started out of this idea that many people don't understand our students," Alvarado said. "Oftentimes, when our students leave, they are challenged by those misunderstandings, those stereotypes. I've had to advocate for myself my whole life," Olivia Garner said. Garner is one of the club's student leaders. "The main focus is on helping kids strengthen their voice, build confidence, and skills for the future. Being blind doesn't mean it doesn't make you less capable," Garner said. "You have a name. You are a person who matters. You are you, not your disability. Being a blind teacher myself, I have to advocate for myself every day when I go out in the community. So when these kids are going to go off to college and get jobs, they're going to need those skills in order to be successful in their lives," Tara Mueller, co-leader of No Limits Leadership Club, said. This new partnership with Cunningham Restaurant Group is allowing students like Nestor Gonzalez, who is heading off to college soon, add cooking skills to his toolbox. "I want to live on my own and cook food on my own without having to rely on anybody else to do it for me," Gonzalez said. "We got all the kids their own knife kits, cutting boards, whisk, spatula, all the things that you need," Chambers said. The partnership is also leading to some changes at more than 40 CRG locations. Braille menus are now available to those who need them, which is a huge inclusion piece for individuals who are blind or have low vision, Alvarado said. "It's just not common at many restaurants right now," Gonzalez said. Students also got to recently visit Brew Burger, and there are plans to visit other CRG locations in the future. The Indiana Blind Children's Foundation is raising money to build the first adaptive kitchen and culinary arts program for kids who are blind or have low vision in the state. At this time, IBCF is actively working to raise $130,000 to complete the adaptive kitchen. All right, now a recipe for chocolate peanut butter candy crunch. If you love chocolate and peanut butter, you'll love this easy candy recipe. Anyone who's ever tried it wants the recipe, and I'm always happy to share. It takes 15 minutes plus chilling, and it makes 1.5 pounds. All right, you will need 1/2 cup of white baking chips, 1/2 cup of extra chunky peanut butter, 1 cup of graham cracker crumbs, 1.5 cups of dark chocolate chips divided, and 1/2 cup of coarsely chopped dry roasted peanuts divided. Okay, line an 11 by 7 inch baking sheet with parchment paper, letting the ends extend up the sides. In a microwave, melt those 1/2 cup of white chips and the 1/2 cup of peanut butter. Stir until smooth. Stir in the graham cracker crumbs and then spread that over the parchment. Also in the microwave, melt 3/4 cup of dark chocolate chips until smooth. Spread that over the peanut butter layer. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup of peanuts. Refrigerate until firm, about 10 minutes. Using the parchment, lift the candy out of the pan. Flip the rectangle over and remove the parchment. In the microwave, melt the remaining 3/4 cup of dark chocolate chips until smooth. Spread that over the peanut butter layer. Sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 cup of peanuts. Refrigerate until firm, about 10 minutes. Cut into 1-inch squares and store that in an airtight container in the refrigerator. All right, what to cook? What's in season right now? English peas. It takes a bit of effort to shell these little guys, but it's worth it for their sweet, delicate flavor. Shop. They're most commonly found at farmers markets or in your own garden. Look for plump, firm pods with no browning. Store. Keep them for just a day or two in the refrigerator in an airtight container. The sooner you cook them, the sweeter they'll be. And eat. Shell the peas, compost the pods, and blanch them in lightly salted water. Tossed with chopped mint and extra virgin olive oil for a side, or smash them and pile onto toast. They're also irresistible, lightly sautéed in butter or eaten straight out of the shell. These sweet peas were popularized in England, and today the average Brit eats 9,000 English peas a year. That's a lot of peas. All right. This is an article, How We Live, Advice, Inspiration, and a Little Peace of Mind from Real Simple. It's a refresher course. Study up on how to hydrate properly because there's way more to it than just drink more water. America is riding a wave of hydromania. You may be on it yourself. Many of us are unable to leave the house without a jug of filtered water. We feel parched if we haven't guzzled cup after cup. We've amassed such a huge collection of aluminum bottles, we need solutions for storage. A certain insulated tumbler went so viral earlier this year that shoppers fought over it. Let us ponder the irony of collecting multiples of an item that's durable enough to last a lifetime. And for the truly committed, there is now a movement toward optimized hydration. Gwyneth Paltrow, fitness influencers, and Silicon Valley tech execs are extolling the virtues of alkaline water, which is higher in pH and supposedly reduces acid in the bloodstream. Bottles and filtration devices, or bottles with filtration devices claim to quote-unquote restructure H2O for maximum bioabsorption. Instead of choosing between fizzy and flat, you can opt for esoteric engineered versions, artesian, alkaline, anyone? If our well-digging ancestors could see this, they'd laugh until they dropped their water buckets. Water is undoubtedly important. It's literally who we are, accounting for between 45% and 75% of our body weight. The more muscle you have, the more water you contain. It's necessary for nearly all physiological functions, including regulating our body temperature, lubricating our joints, and protecting our organs and tissues. But even though we may cling to our bottles like toddlers with sippy cups, the key is to ensure we're hydrating effectively. If you're thirsty to know what's actual science and what's someone trying to hose you, read on for the lowdown. Drinking water shouldn't be the only way you hydrate. You've heard the notorious 8x8 rule. Adults should drink an 8-ounce glass of water 8 times a day. Thought to have originated in a 1945 report from the Food and Nutrition Board of the National Research Council, the guideline is based on caloric intake, calculating 1 milliliter of water for every calorie consumed. For a 2,000-calorie diet, that's around 2 liters, or close to 68 ounces. What you may not have heard is that the 8 glasses rule is outdated, like the 4 food groups and Pluto's planetary status. Why? First, hydration is not a one-size-fits-all proposition, says Dana Cohen, MD, a doctor of integrative functional medicine in New York City, and co-author of Quench. You'll need more water if you're losing a lot of fluids through sweat, if you're taking dehydrating medications like laxatives or diuretics, or if you're not getting enough produce in your diet. Which brings us to the second reason 8x8 does not equal great. When we eat right, approximately 20% of our daily fluid comes from foods, mostly vegetables and fruits. The fiber in these foods acts as a sponge, slowly releasing liquid into the body and providing longer-lasting hydration, Cohen says. Produce also contains electrolytes like sodium, calcium, and potassium, which keep our digestive, nervous, cardiac, and muscular systems working efficiently. Cohen recommends adding cucumber slices or macerated berries to your H2O to infuse it with both flavor and electrolytes. Polish off the produce at the bottom of the glass, and you'll get even more water and a dose of fiber to boot. She also recommends eating plenty of other fruits and vegetables with high water content, such as tomatoes, spinach, mushrooms, citrus, and cantaloupe. And milk drinkers rejoice. It's more hydrating than water, according to a May 2020 study in the journal Nutrients. Milk has sodium, potassium, and calcium, which help the body absorb water, says Sarah Schlichter, MPH, a registered dietitian nutritionist in Frederick, Maryland. Caffeine lovers, there's even good news for you. Tea and coffee can offer some hydration if you sip with restraint. After about 4 cups, caffeine's diuretic effect outweighs any hydrating benefits of the fluid, Cohen says. Your body tells you how much water you need. The best way to gauge whether you're sufficiently hydrated is to monitor your pee, Cohen advises. Not its color, though. I wouldn't strive for crystal clear pee, she says, debunking yet another hydration myth. That means you're probably low on salt and electrolytes. You want a bit of color, like the pale yellow of straw. Instead, track the frequency of your bathroom breaks. The ideal is once every 2 or 3 waking hours, Cohen says. If you've been sitting all day and you haven't peed 3 times, then you're probably a little dehydrated. So drink as much as your body needs to stave off thirst, but don't force down fluids as if you were suffering a perpetual flu. Electrolyte powders can help in moderation. We naturally lose electrolytes when we sweat, so if the weather is sweltering or you're intensely exercising, a powder can help replenish your body's supply, Cohen says. Just choose one with no added sugar or fake coloring. She likes Cures Hydrating Electrolyte Mix, which is plant-based and contains no artificial sweeteners. Limit your consumption to a packet a day, Cohen adds. In rare cases, you can overdose on electrolytes, which may cause problems such as confusion, irritability, and heart arrhythmia. You can probably skip the alkaline water. Trendy alkaline water is, by definition, less acidic than the regular stuff. It can occur naturally in springs or be created by adding minerals or ionizing with an electric current. Fans believe alkaline water can boost hydration, fight inflammation, and strengthen the immune system, but there's no research to support the benefits. Cohen says, some people have told me they've switched to alkaline and feel better, but maybe they're making better hydration choices in general. And finally, it's possible to be overhydrated. Consuming large amounts of fluid can flush out essential minerals. Kidneys can excrete only about 1 liter, which is 34-ish ounces an hour. Drinking more than that can lead to electrolyte imbalances and water intoxication, a disruption of brain function that can cause nausea, headaches, or in extreme cases, unconsciousness and even a coma. The point? Drink up as long as you're not gulping too much of a good thing. And finally, I have something for you. Keep it cultured. Packed with probiotics, proteins, and other health benefits, Greek yogurt proves itself to be a powerhouse food. It is bountiful in B12, it is good for your mental health, and it will lower your blood pressure. According to the CDC, around 47% of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, which can increase the risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. Greek yogurt can help lower blood pressure. Its healthful combination of calcium, potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus can relax blood vessels and in turn reduce blood pressure. We've run out of time today for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.